between Rashi and Tamukam. According to Rashi, so the Shio of Beitzo is only Ligabi Ligami Achirin. But Ligabi Tumas Atzmo, so even in Mashu is Mikabu Tumim Midrais. According to Rametam and Teisves, so even Tumas Atzmo, it's not Mikabel if it's less than Beitzo Midrais. But Midrabonon it is Mikabel. According to the Rashbo, so if it is, if it doesn't have the shiur of the beitzo, so not only midraisi it's not mikabel to mesatzmo, even midrabonon it's not mikabel to mesatzmo. Now, here, Teisa says the kashe from the Gemara in Chum, hatiro yidu al klecheres, afil mo lechardo. So that seems to indicate like Shitas Rashi. Chardo is very small. Each individual mustard seed is very small. So Teisa says, chard lav davki, it means mole beitz. Then the Balamoyer and the Rashbo, they give another teret, and they say that chardl is chardl davke. But here, it's mikabel tume, even though each chardl seed is less than a beitzo. But since they are all together in one kele, so kli is mitzarei, and since all the individual chardl seeds touch each other, and they are all contained in the kele, so the tzir of kele is considered as if it had been one gush of kibbeit. So that's the Balamoya mentions that in one teret, and the Rashi. Now the Miri mentions another shittas Rishonim. He says that we do require a shiur beit, so even to be mikabel to mesatzmo, but only in something, let's say, like an eichel, like pas, where originally they were not one body. How is pas made? You take individual seeds of grain, and then you mild them into flour, you grind them into flour, and then you mix them and you bake them. So it was an artificially formed body. It's a dovo mechunos, he calls it. Only when is the aloche that an eichel less than the size of a beitzo is not likabel even to mesatzmo, let's say pas. So a small piece of pas less than a beitzo is not likabel to me, because this is not bider hateva. It wasn't a small object. Bider hateva, it was a small object, and then it was mechunes. It was mechunes. Mashein came if it wasn't a body that was mechunes. So then, let's say like chard. So then it doesn't require a shiur of beit. In other words, what's the pshat? I mean, what difference does it make? The answer is that the shiurim, of course, it's shiurim. But the shiurim are descriptive of a certain degree of chshives. In other words, an eichel has to be mikabel tume, so it has to have a shem eichel. Of course, even a mashu of an eichel has a shem eichel. Even one crumb, a piru of a piece of bread has a shem eichel. But in order to be mikabel tume, it must have the chshives of an eichel. So if the eichel is used as an eichel, be in a state of mechunes, So then it requires a certain shio to have the chshives. Mashenkin, if the eichel is not used as an eichel in a state of mechunes, chal. So you don't make one body of a number of chardels. So memele, it doesn't require a shio beit. He means berye doesn't mean berye balchai. He means, let's say, a chardel. So it's a shalom ushio ki beitzo, elo beichlim ham chunosim, ki in pas vichayetze beit, abo mashi u berye bivne atzmo, ki gen oi egeis viruz vi almein, afilo chito vadosho, ho bishor eichlim, im ikam le tumel ki beitzo. In other words, if it is used as an eichel, in a state of mechunes, like bread, if it is a berye and it's not used in the state of mechunes, so it's become to mesatzmei even less than a beit. even less than a beit. But that distinction applies only to Tumas Atzma, but it doesn't apply to Bimitame Achir. In other words, one could say, Monefshech, if there is such a distinction in respect to Tumas Atzma, so in regard to Tumas Achirim also, in other words, that let's say a Chalvol, since it's a Berye, should be able to Bimitame Achirim, even though it's less than a beit. So we see that these Rishenim hold that there is a fundamental distinction between the Shio Kibeitzol Gabi Tumas Atzmo and the Shio Kibeitzol Itami Tumas Achirim. The Shio Kibeitzol Itami Tumas Achirim, so it's a Shio. Not because the Beitzo is descriptive of a certain degree of Chshives of an Echel. So it's a Shio. So since it's a Shio, it applies to everything, it applies to Berye too. Masheinke, the Shio Beitzol Itami Tumas Atzmo, according to these Rishenim, is descriptive of the chshives of the eichel. So, when the eichel is used like bread in a state of mechunes, so then if it's less than gebeit, so it doesn't have sufficient chshives. But when the eichel is not used in a state of mechunes, like charl, it's a berye, so then it has enough chshives even if it's less than gebeit. All right, now. We didn't learn the Rashi on this Gemara. Boy, me rovim Rav Nachman. Zora kazayis. Truma lebay istom emar. Lemay. Ilinyin Shabbos. Kikreires bino. Ilinyin tume ki beitz ochlin bino. Leilom liyin Shabbos. Yochin di ike poches mechim beitz eichlin. Vay mashlim elechim beitz o. Ilinyin tume dimi boy lochim nitmo litami tume sochlin laav ki beitz bino. Vai mashlim ish noch esle, vi shlimi, val de anoche zu nit me. So, mi distarfli in tume mechayev namel in Shabbos, oi dem kol in Shabbos, ki gais binet. So the Ramban is deduces from this gemore neged Rashi shit, he says. Because the Ramban shit is like Rabnetam, that less than kibetz also, it's not even mitami to mesatzmo. So then we can understand the gemore. So in other words, so we understand that's why the Gemara says midistarif liyin tume mechayiv nami liyin Shabbos in the Shabbos, but why because without the tziruf it wouldn't even be mekabel tume, but according to Rashi Shite that it would be mekabel tume without the tziruf. So the tziruf is only negeya, is only relevant vis-a-vis tumes achirim. So let's say later on there is tumes achirim, so it will come in contact with something else and it will be mitame. So, but that is not taking effect now, that will take effect later on. Only thing is that as a result of this tziruf now, so the tumas achirim will take effect later. So since this tziruf now, the anoche of this kazayis and the poches mechibetz oichli now is the cause of the tumes achirim that will take place later on. So memele we should say mechayiv namel in Shabbos. So the Ramban asks, he says, but nothing takes place now. Now the lashon of Rashi is here strange. V'hai mashlimei shenocho etzlei v'yishlimei v'aldei anoche zu nitmiu. So what does Rashi mean? So Rashi means what the Ramban considers, that it's not mistaber, that if according to Rashi, that the tziruf was not indispensable for the tume. So mimele, it's not shayach to say mistarfli and tume mechayiv namli in Shabbos. So Rashi holds, even though the hanoche was not indispensable for the tume, that the tziruf was not indispensable for the tume, but the fact is that it became tome through the anoche, and as a result through that anoche, so later on it will be able to be mitame achirim. So mele we can say mitarif liyin tume mechayiv namel liyin Shabbos. Mait mi de choshiv haras riki liyin tume choshiv namel liyin Shabbos kilu kegregres u mechayiv oylo. Now,
So the Abusholim Yashti Alechem Lechem Aponim Shulam Kikreges. But my limit, but less than Kikreges not. But even if it's less than Kikreges, if we accept this premise that Midistarif, we mean something else, so mainly it requires Shivis Ligabi Shabbos, Ligabi Tzoye. So here too, Midlein Yen Yeitzei B'Chazayis. So it should require Shivis Ligabi Shabbos too. So v'may leime b'chazayis mechayev doch shive yitzoye l'yenifsel b'yeitzei. So that's the halacha of kochin. Was yeitzei from the azore, so it becomes posel. The achli hu eime v'lav. The chol she b'kedesh posel bo akos et vitn leis alachos v'achim b'kazayis. So the Gemara says, hochash, ho so midav kechutz lechim es azore yifsel b'yeitz. Hashabes li mechayev ademofik leilishu sarab. Hoche, shabes vitume baladodek o asyen. So over there, so the moment it is Yotzochutz, so the moment it is Yetzechutz Luchim Sazore, it becomes possible as Yetze. But the Chiv of Shabbos will be later on, so it's not the Vasachas. But Oche Shabbos Vitume Baradode, so Memelo we can say that in as much as it has Chshives Ligabe Tume, so it has Chshives also Ligabei Shabbos. Now Rashi says, "Chutz lechemes azore lehekef achil shelifnei ezras noshim or ezras noshim shu bechil." Now, so it's not a stir in this Rashi, because first you see the Mishnah in Kelim mentions the esak dushes in the Beis Hamikdash. So achil mikudish menu. Then ezras noshim mikudish menu. Then ezras Yisroel mikudish menu. So achil is mentioned separately, and there's a snoshim is mentioned separately. But these, the distinction between chil and there's a snoshim is only a distinction with Rabbonon. Now that's the Mishneh in Perek Kamed Kelim, Mishneh Zayin. The Rambam mentions that in Perek Zayin, Lichas Beis Abchira. Esa Gdusha Seim Be'art Yisroel. V'izu l'maylo mizu. Ayoras HaMukof Eschemo. That's the lowest Gdusha. V'kudosh is Misho Oretz. I mean, it's the lowest Gdusha in the different levels of Gdusha. So, Shemishalachim Iteichan Es HaMtzoroi. Then, Yerushalayim is a higher level. Then, Harabayis is still a higher level. Harabayis mikudesh mimeno. Shein zovim vizovim sniz v'yil disandosin lishom. Ha'achil is still a higher level. Mikudesh mimeno. Shein akum utomemes u'beyonid en disandosin lishom. Ezras noshi is still a higher level. Mikudesh is na'achil. Shein tfulyeim nichnes lishom. So in the achil, tfulyeim is allowed to go in. But in the ezras noshi, tfulyeim is not allowed to go in. V'yis hazem idivrei. So Yehoshaphat was misaking this Isser, that the Tfulyeim should not be nichnas in the Eros Anoshim. So, Av Mateiro Mutal the Tfulyeim Likonis Lemachne Leviye. So that means that the distinction between Chil, that is before the Eros Anoshim, and the Eros Anoshim, they are all part and parcel, they are all included in the Arabais. But the distinction between Chil and the Eros Anoshim is a distinction with the Rabbanon. With the Raisa, there is no distinction. So because of this, even there's a so chil, he can have reference as a shema prat to the chil before there's a snoshim, and as a shema klal, it includes there's a snoshim as well. So memeila Rashi says here, chutz lechim es azore. So it doesn't make any difference where he took it out, whether he took it out into the chil that is before there's a snoshim, or he took it out in the Zasnoshim itself, Shehi Bechil. So in other words, the Chil, the Zasnoshim is also part and parcel of the Chil. It's part and parcel. But, Mide Rabbonon, there is a difference between the Chil, so it will yay. That part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Harabais, that is called Chil, So we mailed that. So it will yeim is allowed to enter, and there's a snoshim that comes after that. So it will yeim is also ten tamid rabbanon, but both are called chil. And then something else, you see, the chil has its own walls, the chil. But as a snoshim, even though it is something separate from the rest of the chil, but it's not separated from the rest of the chil with a special wall. So it's the same walls, the same hekif as the chil. So Rashi says, "Chut lechem zazora lehekif achil shlefnei es noshim oy lezas anoshim shu bechil." So badod asya the ad asnach v'nistarif mashor. So v'lekibul tomosim na'avir. So bad asnach v'nistarif mashor lo yhave b'shil. Right. Chozav v'yichnisei ein echaye v'lo kishur. Pshite. Naturally, if he was chayzeya, so the Gemara had to have a mine. The Gemara and Havamin assumed that the Mishnah's reference to the case where he explicitly said that he is chayzer. So the Gemara says, Pshite, Omar Abaye, Ochamay Askinon, he gained his own kilaitza. He didn't spell out that he's chayzer, but he just threatened the itza. And it became a nikia. So if it's not became a nikia, so then it's like spelling it out because if it's not became a nikia. But the Mishnah's reference to the case is okay, it's a nikya. So then we could say it's not even muchach that he was chayzer from his machshav. Maori tei became nikya milzik amaisikoe komash milon midizar kleitzer bitule bat. Right, Rashi. Pshite kim kleizare bat machshav kamaisa lechodo. Om Rabaye mas nisn bishalinim lachol bifeirush. Elo shezor kleitzer mpereisof. Vizeu bitul machshav. Leatzmo lechude. ולמיס נצטרך, אם יש כמי ניקה, של ישרף יופי משור, והרי הוא ניקה ביניהם. מה הוא לתאים? כי אם נמכם ניקה מרצה כמה איסי קוה, דאבו יקמץ נאי לחוד. So it doesn't constitute a חזורה, and his original מחשובה, of using it לזריה. So כמש מלון, מניזור כלעיצר, ביטו לבט ל... So from this Gemara and from other Gemaras, it's mashma that in order that where a person expressed his intention of using et lezera, so memele, that machshove becomes bottle only when there is a certain yichoche that in his heart he was chazir. But if it is it remains a secret and there is no yichoche, no external manifestation of any change of mind, then the original machshavei al-tidin ad-bot. Because if it's not even necessary that there should be some indication, some external manifestation of a change of heart, so why do the Gemara say Maori temek kevinikam yosekam ayisikoi? So it seems that in order that the original machshavei, if a person declared that his machshavei is to use it for zera, so then it's considered idova choshuv. For him, even though Klav Ishmael Bigalye, that in his heart he never intended to use it for Zera. Suppose he says that he wants to use it for Zera, and in his heart he knows that he is deceiving everybody. He will still be considered Dava Choshev. Because as long as, according to his declaration, that is his intention, so it's considered Dava Choshev even if Klav Ishmael is Galia, that he is deceiving everybody. Because he declared it as his intention. So since it is considered Dova Choshuv on the basis of his original declaration, so in order that his declaration should be bottled, and it should not be considered Dova Choshuv, and he should be treated like anybody else, and he should require a different chio, a gregress, so there must be some echoche. So if he's okeleitzer, even though it became a niker, so it's still considered as a echoche, as an external manifest, so as an indication that he's chizer from his original intention of using it only lizer. Alright, now it is. Why couldn't the Gemara mention a case of Mavir when he walked with it, and then as he approached the bais, so he put his hand into the bais, So, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the Shabbos. I don't know. So then it's Masach HaSmamish. Kidom HaBefer Kameitz. Teyer Gimel Rabbonon. Bayan Nochi Al Gabi Mash. Avo Machnis. Michi Ose Teyer Gimel. Ike. It's a Shabbos. Why? Because of the Loch of Lovut. If he's Mavir. And let's say according to Roveh, so Aged Yad is Loishmoy Agot, so even though he still stands outside and he stretches out his hand and he puts it, this Kazayis, he puts, so the Kazayis of Trumo, Poches Megimu Tvochim, from the Poches Mechebeitz or Ochli, so Mele the Tzanoch, Avo Machnis Mechios et Ergimu, Ike is a Shabbos, vi is a Tumeleke, Ad mitzarek in order to become tomei, so he can become tomei on the basis of love. So only when it rests on top of the poches mechbeitzer. V'leyotzem badot v'daf kenokat kazayis tum di keis aleich libitum avol poches mekazayis. You see, teisves is mitayik. Why does Rove mention kazayis tum elibayis tomei? All that is necessary is that this piece of truma, together with the poches mechibetzo, should be mashli mechibetzo. So let it be chotzi kazayis. But if the ichli in the poches mechibetzo is just less than a chotzi kazayis, then the beitzo, so when it falls upon the poches mechibetzo, it's mashli mechibetzo. So there is also till. So Teisa says no. V'daf kenokat kazayis trum. V'iker isa leoch levitum. Avul poches mikazayis loi. V'chein kazayis chum. Why not? Kivn dein isa leich levitum. L'shayach leim amigin mistarif lein tum. Mistarif lein Shabbos. But the question is, bishlei mikazayis chum, you understand? Because there is no isa. So memele, we cannot say Miged mitzarev liin tume mitzarev liin Shabbos, but chotzi kazayis trume, the reason is chotzi shiur dosom nato v'imtei mamayish de kazayis trumo mechotzi zayis do bitrumo tmei olek yale ese kidimu chabor doich lo bitumasatz min aleiki. So malkes the reason anyway, even if there is a kazayis, so trumot meyo. So there is no malchus, only sarase. And chotishi osmato, so there is an isar anyway. Vichotiname or kaimon krabich and chotishi osmato. Vyesh leima, the mikol mokim kazayis chomer tvei, sharazayis ushio lilkisolov. Vichol mokim. So what's the pshat? So what? If vichol mokim kazayis is choshim ushio lilkisolov. But here it's not choshim lilkisolov, there is no malchus, only sarase. What's the pshat in this? So it seems that Teisves here is expressive of the Shittas Rambam. Now, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Shavuos, I mentioned it several times. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shavuos that if somebody takes a shvuah to eat a chotzi kazayis nevele, even though nishbar vatal samitzvah is not chal and it's a shvuah shov, but if he takes a shvuah to eat a chotzi kazayis nevele, so then not only it isn't a shvuah shov. Is the shvui is imchal, but it's nishbal vatal samitzve. So the Rambam says, and the Ran discusses the shita Rambam, because it's not an isra mfosh b'teir. In other words, this aloche of nishbal vatal samitzve, so the shvui is not chal, and the shvui is the shvui shov, applies only to the raises and not to the rabbonos. And even the raises, it only applies to the raises that are mefroshim batero. But chotzi shio is nisrabe from kol chelev, so it's not mefrosh batero. In other words, we see that the shita Rambam, that everything that is deduced to the midrash atirim drashes ben is divrei seifre. So it doesn't mean it just as the name of the divrei seifre, and it doesn't chas v'sholem mean that it's the rabbono mamish. In other words, the shita Rambam means that there are two categories of the raises. There is one category of the raise that is implicit, explicit, or implicit in the pshutish al mikro. Now there is, the Gemara says, a mikro yitzim lipshut. So that means the Torah has two mashmois. So one mashmois is the Pshulishon Mikro, and the other mashmois is the Drash. So both are implicit in the Kavones HaTorah, but it's two separate categories. The derises that are implicit in the Pshulishon Mikro is one category of derises, and the other category of derises that are not implicit in the Pshulishon Mikro but they are deduced from Mishnah Torah Universal is another category of derises. So in regard to certain things, it's necessary that so that they be the rises and ferocious bateiro. If the rises are not ferocious bateiro, so it has a din of the seferin. One of the things is, let's say, nishba levatel samitzvah. So only nishba levatel amitzvah mufreshes. Another aloche where we find the distinction between furish bateiro and not bateiro is ligabe mutev sheyishedin al yin mezidin. So ligabe is something that is not mufresh bateiro, even though it's the rise like teisu simaki poim. So we applied aloche of mutev sheyishedin al yin mezidin. Mashenkin ligabe is something that is mufresh bateiro. We don't say mutev sheyishedin value mezidin. In other words, if you see somebody is mechal shabbos nimloche the rise. So even though it's very likely, not right now is a shegeg, and it's very likely that if you tell him, so then he'll do it anyway, and then he'll become amazed, so you are still mechuyev to mechiyachim, as long as there is a possibility, any possibility that you might accomplish. So, but something that not before is material, like this, so there is a lot of shaking while mizidin. So, in other words, we see that there, in regard to certain yonim, there is a difference between the category of the rises that is before is material and the category of the rises not before is material. So, chotishio, so the pshat, when you learn out from Kol Chelev, that chotishio is material, so it's not the pshat that insofar as the love of Lisechul Kol Nevelo or Chelev is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a shio or not a shio. And the whole aloha of shiurim is mentioned only ligabe malches, ligabe on shino. The shio is mentioned ligabe love itself too. But chotzi shio is a new isa, and that new isa is a nisa shino mefosh bateo. So that is teisa shita too. Teisa says, that's what teisa means. V'yish leman mikol mokim, ka zayis chomo tvei, sha'ari zayisu, sha'ari,
thank you. eigentlich kann man auch hart dürfen, na, ne, hier, jetzt sag ich nicht hoch, na, 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 ja, nicht eh, wo ist los, nicht hier, ich hab hier so fett, woan, ja, ich hab sie so an, ja, aber, ich sag halt, haben sie los, ja, du hast los, ich mach, wenn man auf dich, du, fällst du los, ja, du hast dich, hör, hoch, halt, nimm nur mit, serien los, ja, wenn man auf dich, dann hast du serien los, ja, wenn man auf dich, drauf,
Das ist nicht. Poches mich in Beiz Eichlis. Ho adin, da wo mozul im Eima adike ke Beiz Eichli. Schein im Zrichen li Zilf. Vika zayis li vat Zorich li Zerufa. So the thing that is there doesn't require any Zilf. But this kazayis is requires the Zilf with the Deichlin that is in the Beiz. In Amet. So the second lashon is no, that he couldn't say the ike kibeitzo eichli. Why? He no kedav kipoches mechibeitzo. Aval kibeitzo, if in the bayis there is already eichli. Kibeitzo, so the eichli in the town in the bayis don't need any tziruv. And it's only the kazayis that is throwing that needs the tziruv. So memele, since aval kibeitzo efshad in mitztarei, kibim shekirim tziruv kwa mitamei, in view of the fact that the Eichlin in the Bais, so is already mitame before. So Mimele, there is no tziruf, even the Gabri Kazayis that he throws on top of it. Why? Dilme sovel el tume, because it already is full with tume, satisfied with tume. The Bais he bakim its rabbi. Gabi isorin shecholke, vinikma yachod mehen. So one portion, so became tume, vinichin bechli. And then he put it in the kli. We know galt vulei bitome. Now there is a loche of tziruf kli to be mitame. So the gemara is na baye isorin shel cholki. We need moyachod mehen. And then we nichi bichli. And then the tvulei touched the one, the portion of the isorin that was already nitmo. He didn't touch, the Tvulyeim did not touch the other portion that is lying in the same kele. Mao. So the Gemara is not by. Mi omar sovali tume. Vili nitma toye. True. If, let's say, both portions, let's say it's holke into two halves. And each half of that is orain. So, is toye. And then the Tvulyeim will touch any one of the portions that are on the same kele, so the other one also become tamei through tziruf kele, because they are both contained in the same kele. Masheinkin in this case, where one portion already became tamei, and the tvulyein touched the portion that already became tamei. So as far as that portion is concerned, so that contact, that mage, doesn't accomplish anything. It's already soveya tume. It is already full with tume. So mimele mio masovli tume. So since it's not necessary for this portion of the isori to become tome through this contact, because it became tome through a previous contact, so mimele it has no effect to be mitame the other portion of the isori al vitzilf kele. Or we don't say sovali tume. So according to one alternative, we say sovali tume. So mimele, according to that alternative, the Gemara had to say a plachas mechibeit zoichlim. So then, it's necessary for tziruf even ligabei the ichlim that are in the bais. But if the Gemara would ask in connection with Beitz Ochlin, so as far as these Ochlin that are already lying in the Bais, it's not necessary, it's already Soveya Tume, so Mimele, it wouldn't have any effect on the Kazayis that he throws on top of this Kibetz Ochlin. So, the Bayi, Biakim is Rabbi Yisrael in Shechol, when he came to me, 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 so this contact has no effect, because it's to me anyway. So, the other portion that was not touched, does not become Tomei al Ditzilov Kli either. Afal gav di moyu shneim teirim, vino gat vulyeim bechad men shneim teirim, di kli mitzarif. Mashi b'sich ligim, that this is aloche. Kav Gemora learns it out. Kav achas, asor azor, vino yuk teres. So in other words, so ligabi kedesh, there is aloche that one keil is mitzarif, not ligabi chum, only ligabi kedesh, not even ligabi trumo, only ligabi kedesh. Kav achas, asor azor. In other words, if you have a keil, and then you have one piece of kochim here, and in the other end of the keli you have another piece of kochim, and then let's say a sheretz, something will come in contact, say something that is mitame will come in contact with one thing that is in the keli, so all the other things, the kochim that are in the keli, become tomei al ditzir of keli. So it's just a cause of kachas ha-sorozo. V'hashte disome leitume leimistarev oidium leamu nesome tume umshim dehoch hosom nisabkelei. So that's why the Gemara mentions poches bechebeitzo, in order that the Abaye should have relevance even according to the alternative in the Gemara that we do say sovelatum. Alright. Hamei teichlin v'nostan ala eskupa. So he put it on the threshold. Bein choshechoza v'itziyom bein shechzi na'achia potach. So the Gemara applies it to a scoop of carmelis. So that means there was one anoche, the initial anoche was in the Mokim Tur. So then when he makes another itzoye, so in effect, in final analysis, he made two itzoyes. He made one itzoye from the Rishus HaYochid into the Mokim Tur, and then another itzoye from the Mokim Tur into the Rishus HaRabim. So meal is not chai. Bein shechol ha-ritzoyim ish ezdach ha-pota. Nivzoos ha-melach t-vasachas. Kupo shim leo peris. Vinosno ali skupa ha-chitzein. Af al pish ha-rif peris mbachut, pota. Ache yeitzi es kol ha-kup. Ache yeitzi es kol ha-kup. Now let's see the Rashi. La-skupi gmor ha-mukil, la-skupi kamles. Melach t-vasachas. Akire, when we learned the first perik, so we went over the Rashi here. Melach t-vasachas. Akire no kim chiyu, so we have two itzoyes, and each itzoye is a itzoye of two. Achi yitzik leim al kinehitzim berishen o kol akupe. Midmor meforsh. Mahay askupe ma? Ilim askupe berishus rabim. So if the threshold itself is a rishus rabim, so poter hokamofim rishus yochid rishus rabim. El askupe rishus yochid. So why do we say, let's say that the askupe, the threshold is very elevated, and it's a rishus hayochid, or the askupe, the threshold is mukef mechitzes. So the askupe itself is a rishus hayochid. So why do the Mishnah say ben shechozav itziyan ben sheitzuyan achir is poter? Why is it poter? Chozav itziyan or itzuyan achir? So the first itzoyah was itzoyah from rishus hayochid or rishus hayochid. The second itzoyah is itzoyah from rishus hayochid and rishus harabim. So the male issue bechay. Hokomof from rishus hayochid rishus harabim. Elo askuge kamles. Vokom ashmon tayim medinoch. Bikamles, holy no bikamles mechayev, masnis noik benazai, titanye amitzochot lepati derech stov, chayev, u benazai peyte asokot benazai, even loy no bikamles, but he was walking over it, so when he made the footstep, so it was considered like anoche, so memele, so that means that there was anoche on the kamles, even though it's loy noch, there was anoche on the kamles, because so the Mishnah does not accord with the Naz. Now I mentioned this Rashi because Rabbi Kivega mentions the stira between the two Rashis. All right. At that time I discussed the the Nitziv Steretz, I mean the various Pshotim in the Rashi. Rishayochid, Gavei Ayud, Vichove Dalet. Kichoza Vitzil Chayev, Diike, Mishayachir, Mishayochid, Anoch, Mishayachir, El Asku Bekamles, Migimul Vates, Vilites Bichlal. El Asku Bekamles, Migimul Vates, Vilites Bichlal. Veino Mikuro, Urichove Dalet. So what does he say? Last kube kamales. So he says migimul vates, veloites bichlal. That was put in brackets. But what's the meaning? Rashi didn't have it. What's the meaning of this insertion? Because if it is this, so if it's Rabbi Mechatvin Olof, so then it is considered a rishus rabbi. And then Rashi says migimul vates veina mikur urichove dalet. Chove dalet. What does Rashi mean? That veina mikuro. So the plain pshat in Rashi could be, because if it is Mikuro, here Rashi is explaining as to why it's a kamles. So Rashi says, because it's elevated, Migimul Vates, that's the reason as to why it is a kamles. But if it hadn't been elevated, Migimul Vates, if it would be Poches Migimul, then it wouldn't be a kamles. So only if it's in a Mikuro, Mashenkin, if it has a Kiro, so even if it's not elevated, Migimul Vates, even if it's a, if it's just Tutvochim, so it's lovewood, but even the karka mamesh, if it has a kill, so mele it's a kamelis. Holy noch mechayev, the afal gav de vir da kamelis, lo malach, yemi dome vika noch a skufa, it alaka noch a schaifet, mechanus chishus hayochit, plati yerush sarabim, stov mokim mukev, it's ta boi islay shev hu kamelis, do li baki bi rabim lehet, yem, kuposhim leyo peiretz, vinosna leis kubachitzeino, Avon Pisharif Peres Mbachut. But part of the kupo is still resting in the Rishus Ayochid. So reporter Rashi Yates Kola Kupo. Oma Cheskiye, Loi Shono Bikupo Mleyo Kishuim Vidalui. So it's long foot, cucumbers, or goats. So Mimele, if this is the kupo, and in that kupo, let's say there is a long thing. So if he puts it like this, so that means even the goat, even the cucumber, is partly still resting in the Rishus Ayochid. Mashen kein avo meyachado. So there are number of chados that are already outside, even though they are contained in a box, part of which box is still resting inside. So is chayev. The fact that it is bound by kele that is partly resting, is still resting, the Rishus Ayochid, doesn't matter. Halvur zovar aget lilish meaget. Rabbi Yechon nomar afilum leyachadl poter. Because true, the chadl itself is completely outside, but the chadl is contained in a box, part of which box is still inside. It's not worth halvur zovar aget lilish meaget. Omer Reb Zeire, mas nisn lo kecheski yedeike, u lo kecheb yechon yedeike. Kecheski yedeike, diktona Jesus klav kup. Taime di chola kup, ho kola peire isi spote. Alma kusavarit lish meyaket. Ki rabi ichin lo yedeike, diktone, achol pish rev peires machutz. Taime di rev peires, ho kol peires. If the peire itself is completely outside, even though it's all good in the coupe, al kadi yu coupe min avoye inside, chayim, al kusav agid, agat gli loish me agat, vela kashi, so cheski mitarat li taime, rabi ichin mitarat li taime, cheski mitarat li taime, achi yitz kola coupe, במה דו אמורים מקובם להיות שישויים ודלוי? אבל מי אחד לא נעשה כמי שייצא את כל הקופה וחי. רבי יחד מתארס לטיימי, אף על פי שריף פרס בחוץ, ולא ריף פרס בלבד, לא אפילו כל פרס פוטר, עד שייצא את כל הקופה. נעד רשי. כישויים ודלויים שנערוכים עדיין יש מבפנים, חומד נגלה כבויה, אינסייד, כל דו עולה ויצוי. אבל מי אחד לא שריש מנו כולם בחוץ, אף על פי שעל ידי הכלי הוא נקד לצד פנים חייב, דאג את כלי לא שווי אגת להם על היוצא כולי, ואתה נהג להיות בפנים, זהו לא שנה שס לי אין שבס, כל כמה נופל לי, כולי קורא לי האוגות, דאגו די שייך לגבי רישוס כמה, it's still bound to the previous rishus. Bamed dvom amur, im dachi iskwa kupe mle yekishuit, shiri malim bo okes kol yekha kupe, vichol kam lino kaf kule kupe lino ofikinu. Rabi yechel itami de taime, itar tikun mas nisim, lo yusu avzu. So, Rabi yechel itaz itami, apal pi sharif peres. Bachutz, vlo yuchif peres bubad, afil kol peres potach, yitz iskwa kupe. תתמי תעד כתמה שזלוי זו אבזוד יסי במוחד יתונה כל הקופה ולכתונה כל הפירס בורי תמה אבו פישרים והפירס מבחוץ או יאפילו כל הפירס מבחוץ נמי פותר עד שיהיה יצי כל הקופה מייס המי יצי קופה סורי יחלין so the kupitz areichlin, that's the peddlers of spices. So it has a number of spices inside the kupitz. We know that the kupitz is on the threshold. Aval pisherim fin b'chutz, poter atyiskal kupitz. Kosal k'day to b'tzchore. In other words, the kupitz contains small spices, small objects. So mimele, even though part of the kupitz is still out resting inside, but a number of the spice objects so over the outside. So Kashil Cheski told Cheski Sagat Lulish me agit. And Cheski Och Maskin and Bunese. In other words, long spices, not small ones. Rechle mich psomik sag mit zroch mit zroch psomik schuk schuk in der jaft und mit das kuppe noch bei pote kam mit zroch ist kolon die kotone pote am der klisch mir jage bune sag gute ich schon schon aruch im ikone klufe sich genommen schein aruch Mosi brav bibe barabai. Hagei nefkiz bi Shabbos. Chayev. Shekvon is chayev bnei ve. Kodim shi yogli disa Shabbos. Now there's a loch of kom drabni. The tiv de chiyuv momin de chiyuv mise. O de avere. For the mazid of which there is a chiyuv mise. Are simultaneous. So then he's potter of momin. Potter of momin. Because of Rishachas mechay vachay mishay rishis. And there is a special zirza kosuf. Lo yi osein. Onish yonish, hoyim yesh osein. But if the woman, by that posik he deals with negefish or so and yotzev lodel. So only if the woman doesn't die, she just has a miscarriage as a result of the negefe. But im yesh osein, he will die if the woman dies. So then it's kom drabne. He's not chayev for the blodes. So that's the aloch of Kondrabne. But in order that the aloch of Kondrabne should apply, it must be simultaneous. The demise avere for which he can become Mechuyev Mise and the Chiyuv Momen should take place in Basachas, the same moment. So, again, if Kitvi Shabbos, Chayev, and we don't say Kondrabne, Shekon is Chayev, because how did he become a Ganev by picking it up? So Agboy is Kenny B'chol Mokim, even Birshu Sanignev. So Mimele, so the Chiyuv Bnei Shekom is Chayev, Nevi Keshi Olis HaShabbos. But suppose he does it al the Mishiche, Hoye Migare V'yeitze, he drags it, he pulls it, he's potter, because Mishiche is not Kenny B'shu Sabayu. So when will the Mishiche be Kenny when he comes outside? So according to Amando, Marin Tzuves, according to Rabbine, so even though Mishiche is not Kenny B'shu Sarabim, that's to be kine ikin gomo, let's say by mechire by matone, mashein kin by ganev, so mishich is kine mishis rabbi. According to the Adam and Doma, so just as the likeach is not kine for mishich mishis rabbi, so ganev is not kine for mishich mishis rabbi either. But here it has reference to tzidir mishis rabbi, so mishich is kine. So hoye migav yeitzei poter. Because as long as the chifetz, as the keys, the purse, is in the rishus habayim, he's not kenet. When can the ganav be kenet the purse? Only when it comes outside. When it comes outside, so there is a chiyuv Shabbos. As an opening, so let's say this is the purse, and here is the opening. So the Gemara. So the Gemara assumed that it has reference that he pulled it like this with the mouth towards him. So Mimele, at one moment, while part of the purse is still inside the house, and the other part is already outside the house, and he pulls it out with the mouth, the opening towards him. So Mimele, there is a lot of change, let's say. Nickels and dimes, all kinds of change, are completely outside. So mimele, so vis al kedai to hagat klish meyaget. So ligavi Shabbos will only be mechuyev if we say hagat klish meyaget. So that means that even though half of the purse is already outside, and in that half of the purse you have a number of coins. So, but he will not be chayev and being meitzi. These coins, because these coins, while they are completely outside, they are still all good to the kele, part of which is still resting, is still inside. He's still inside. So these Abdai, that's only Lidabi Shabbos, but Lidabi Ganon, there is no Aloha Vogut. So in other words, so those coins that are already outside, so Mishiche was already realized in those coins. So Mimele, he should be higher, so it's not Vasachas. These are like the Haggad Klish Meagad, but Mr. Nebel is a Shabbos. Hagimik is Bishabbos, Bitashun Chayev, Bitashun, Bitashun, Baba Bishanid Menafshi, Shekwon is Chayev. Bignave be sure she'd be a kid with Bisabail. Hoy Migaviates will come back boil with some Bisabail important as well. Sharisa Shabes, Ubisum is porrich. Either after she's a rabbi, Miss Gnavelek, the she's a rabbi, love mocking Knei, or make her be tidily she's a rabbi. Iname, she tire fiodily mato, Migimu, Vikiblo. He put his hand like this. Kodim la Yisag Nevel is a Shabbos. The Chivn di Shitziyo Mikzosei, Konokola Moishem Bachutz. So all the change that is outside, and they can take it out too, because the Gemara assumed that it has referenced the case where he pulled it out with the mouth towards him, the mouth of the purse, toward the opening of the purse towards him. So, Ulin Shabbos Mifta, the Agidik Abrisha Yochel, the Akli, so the Gemara gave the Teretz, Yidav Kederach Piv. So, Ochanami, so then he will not be Potter, because it's not in Vasachas. But Ochanami Eskinon, the Av Kederach Shulyoi, that he took it out with the back, the bottom of the purse. With the bottom of the purse. So in other words, so when half of the purse is out, so he doesn't even become a ganef on the change that is outside, because he has no access to it. So Mele is not keen it. He's not keen it, even though it's outside, but he has no access to it. So the Gemara Sikashe, Voyike Mokim Chelmo, the seam. So Tesis points out that Bisman Chazal, the seams of the purses and maybe of other things were very loosely sewn. So Mele, all he had to do, even if he took it out with the bottom, and the mouth is here, still in the house, the mouth of the purse, but there is the seam here is very loosely sewn. He just has to exert a little bit of force so he'll be able to tear it open. So Mimele, it means if it can easily be opened up derech helmot through the seam, so Mimele it's considered that he has access to the change. So Mimele, and there was already Mishiche realized on those change that are already outside, because he can easily take it out if he wants. If he doesn't want, so he doesn't want. But if he wants, so he can take it out, so Mimele he should become a ganef. And those change. So Mimele, but he's not mechuyev on the score of Shabbos as yet, because of Aget Klish Meaget. So the Gemores, so the Gemores gives a teres binasre. In other words, that here we're not dealing with a purse that has a lot of small change, small matbeis in it, but it's a purse that has a long matbar of silver in it. So if he, when he takes it out, so even when half is out, so only part of the silver bar, is out, and the other half of the silver bar is still inside, so Mele doesn't even become a ganef. It's a ganef until the whole purse is out. When the whole purse is out, so is mechuyev for Shabbos too. Is mechuyev for Shabbos too. Now, the boy binas. Now, Reb Chaim, there is a Reb Chaim and the Rambam and this Gemara in Hilchos Neivot. So he has a kashe, and that kashe is mentioned Neshar HaMelech in Hilchos Neivot. The same kashe. So he has the kashe, now there is a gemore in Bom Metzia. Gemara Mo Metzia Dav Zayin Amud Aleph says, Omer Rav Misharshi, Shmamino, Hai Sudra Kivin Di Tofis Bisholi Shal Sholeis, Krinam Beim Nosem Reiyu, Dichman Di Posik Dom. In other words, we are Kine Bikin Suda. So let's say we pasken like Levi that the Bikil of Shalkein. So in other words, so the Kine, the one who buys a certain object, who is the Mikabil of a certain Matone, so he gives his Suda to the Makne. He gives Suda to the Makne. And then the Makne takes a hold of one edge of the Suda, even though he only took a hold of let's say, of Sholish al Sholish, its boys, that's all. So it's enough. Why? Because if Sholish al Sholish, its boys, Sholish al Sholish, its boys are in the hand of the Makne, so command the Posik Dome, so it's considered as if it had been cut off here. So it's okay. So we see from this Gemara that as far as the king yad is concerned, so suppose something comes into my yad. Now let's say the rest is still on the floor, so it couldn't be Agboy. If let's say it's not on the floor, so then it's Agboy on the whole handkerchief. But suppose it's on the floor, but a little piece is in my hand, and the rest is on the floor. So that piece that is my hand, I can begin with Eras Yad. Come on, deposit on it. So Reb Chaim raises the question, and the Shah Melech has the same kashe. So why does the Gemara say the boy mafkele vishokel bin the boy mafkele vishok? So the Gemara gives the teretz binasre. So what does it mean binasre? So mele he cannot be mechuyev on the score of ganef either, and until the whole purse is outside, because it's a long bar of silver. So what if it's a long bar of silver? But let's say that there is a long bar of silver inside the purse, and it's out, half is out. So Memele, that means he has in his hand. So he has in his hand. He has a piece of the Nasre. So it's command the posik dami. So as far, so to underscore of Mishiche, we can understand. He couldn't be Kane any piece, because Mishiche, so either it's a Mishiche on the whole thing, or it's a Mishiche on. But as far as the king Yad is concerned, so he pulls it out with his hand. So he has it in his hand. So as far as that piece of that half of the bar that is already outside, and he has it in his hand, so Mimele should be Kane, command the Posik Dom. That's the Shah Melech's kashya. Now Reb Chaim has a whole pshati on this Gemara, he explains the Rambam. But I think that this kasha can be answered very easily. In other words, there is a halacha that the gazlan has kiyonim in the chifetz agozlan. So the Ravet in Shidduch Kubetzes, in Pirik HaGezel, in Baruch Kameh, says that even though Sheil Shalemidas is gazlan, so he is only chayev if that, let's say, someone will be Sheil Shalemidas on the behemoth. And then the behemoth will die. So then he'll have to pay. But suppose someone will take a hold of a behemoth's chaverei, a donkey, and they'll start riding on it for a few minutes. So he's a shil shlemidas. And then it will be shino. The behemoth will be skino. So because the behemoth will be skino, so he's kena bishino. So he's kena bishino. So he has to pay. But a shil shlemidas, the key in shino doesn't apply. Why? So that rivet is to be explained with another Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim says on the Reb Chaim on the rivet in Hilchas Zeile. So Reb Chaim says that there is Maisik Zeile and there is King Zeile. So apparently this rivet holds that as far as King's as Shinu is Kene, Reb Chaim himself says it. So that's not based upon the chiyuv for the Maisik Zeile, but that's based upon the chiyuv for the king Zeile, because the gazlan has kiyonim in the thing that he gazles. So the aloch devaye that shinu is not kene by itself, but shinu is kene because of the king Zeile that the gazlan makes bishasak Zeile. So that the raya is from the Gemara in Tmurad of Dalet. There's a machlik in the Gemara in Tmurad of Dalet. As to where the Kol Milzom Rachman Leisavi, Tiyovid Mahane, Yovid Loimane. So the Gemara says, Kashe, how can Rove say that Kol Milzom Rachman Leisavi, Tiyovid Loimane, Vare Gazlen Kine Bishinu? So the Gemara says it's a special gzeras hakosuf. Veishu zak zeras shagozal, imkein shigozal, imkein shigozal. So it's a special Zasakosov. But without the special Zasakosov, I would say the chinu shouldn't be gained. Now the question is, what has it to do with calling Mitzvah Rachman Leisavi to Obed Lemahanu? Let's say, Gozal Behemov is skino. So it's a skino Mimele. He didn't do anything wrong in the fact that the Behemov became old. He became old by itself, So what has it to do with calling Mitzvah Rachman Leisavi to Obed Lemahanu? So it's a raya from this Gemore, the chinu is not kine by itself. But a gazlan, when a gazlan says to make a kinyan, so every gazlan has certain kinyanim. A gazlan doesn't have to pay for tashmishim. If a gazlan gazlans a chameir, and then he rides on the chameir for a year, and then he returns it, he doesn't have to pay rent for using the chameir. Why? Because he had kinyanim with gabi tashmishim. So a gazlan without chinu, as long as it's kein shegozal, so he has limited kinyonim. But if it's not kein shegozal, then he's keine a kinyan gomor in the chifetz agozal. In other words, how is he keine through the ma'ase kinyan that he made at the time when he took it out from the rishus ba'alim? So a gazlan has kinyonim. So memele, when can a gazlan have kinyonim if he wants to be keine it? But if he doesn't want to be keine it, so then he doesn't have any kionic zela. So this is what Raibet says. What shel shomidas? Shel shomidas means he doesn't want to begin it. He doesn't want to keep it for himself. He just wants to be mishtamish it for a few minutes. But aloch is that if he's mishtamish shomidas, abayim he becomes a gazlan. But there is, so his chiyuf is on the basis of maisik zela, but not on the basis of kionic zela. And the din the chinu is kein, and he has to pay domim, that's based upon the king's zele. So memele, if he's a real gazlan who gazels chifet because he wants to keep it, he wants to appropriate the thing to his own possession, so then he is das, he wants to be kein it, he wants to acquire title in it. But if he's a shelishol midas, he doesn't want to acquire title in it. His intention is, after using it for half an hour, he just gets into somebody else's car and he drives it. He has to go downtown. So his kavone is not to acquire title in it. But Alpedini becomes a gazlan. So he's mechuyev. If it will not be ben, so then he'll be mechuyev on the ma'isek zele. But if it is ben, but there is a shinu, so then it has, the chiyuv has to be based upon the king zele. When is the king zele? When there is das to be kene. So mimele, true, the Gemara in Bom Metzia says, I sudra kim di tofis be sholish al sholish. Kim bin osan lereyu. So that means that there could be a king yad. So if the kene took a hold of gimel al gimel, that's boys, of the sudra, so he's kene mitam yad. He's kene mitam yad, even though the rest is not in his hand. He's on the floor. But he's still kene, kimandi posik. So over there he wants to be kene. So that's why he's kene. Masheikin here, if the ganef's intention had been to steal just half of the silver bar to cut it off, enochaname. So the moment the purse comes out like this and half of the bar is already in his hand outside and his intention is to acquire possession and ownership in just half to cut it off, then it would be a kin. But the ganef wants to be kin the whole bar, the whole purse. He is not interested in cutting off a piece of silver. So memele, how can he be kenet over there? So his intention and his rotzen is of the kenet is to be kenet that part of the suda. Masheikin here, the ganef's kavone is to be kenet the whole silk, the whole purse and the bar, not to cut off half of the silver bar and then give back the other half. So since his kavone and his rotzen is to be kenet the whole bar and the whole bar is not in his yad, so memele he cannot have kionic neve, kionic zele, even on half of the bar that is in his end. Now the Gemara has another kashi. V'chivim di ike shantzin. Now Reb Chaim says something else on that kashi. V'chivim di ike shantzin, so the Gemara has another kashi. But the purses had, in other words, in front of them, near the mouth, near the opening, they had straps, long straps. So the Gemara's kashi is, even in case of Nasre, now here is the, here, let's say, is the mouth. So he took it out like this. So even if the whole purse is already outside, but the strap, part of the strap is still inside. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, if Aged Klish may Aged, so even if the part of the strap is still inside, so it's still all good to the purse. Mashem Ken Likabei Ganef, so true, so the moment the whole purse is outside, even though the strap is inside, so he can be mechuyev, he can be mechuyev for the nas. Is so the more of him the kishantzin mofitle yakpume. Now here's the mouth, so he takes it out like this, and the whole purse is already outside. So you must kene, but the strap is still inside. So he's not chayev on the score of Shabbos because it's still all good to the inside. But on the score of neve is chayev, so it's not ubasachas. So, v'chim di kishantzin mofrat pume v'shore v'shokil v'shantzin agide mikavoye. It's still all good to the inside. So the Gemara gives a teres le kishantzin. This has reference to a case where the purse had.
But mitzad yad ishu b'chay. אלא בפעמס סורכים, אלא ניקושי. דיני מדיקוי להח תירוץ, אני צירף יוד למטו משלי שום מקיבלי. כזה רב חיים, applies the Gemara according to the Rambam. The Rashi says, the Firash, not like that. Rashi says that it accords with both Lashonos. But according to the Rambam, he says, our Gemara accords with the Lashon Ksuvos of Tziruf Yod Lemato Mishlei Shel Kippur. So it's not on the basis of the Mishiche. Because the Gemara has the Kasha there. And this din of Haginif Kis B'Shabbos, Hoyom Migal V'yeitze Yispot HaShai Yisak Neve V'yis HaShabbos Boim Kechon. So the Gemara has a Kasha. The Gemara assumed that the Kinyan is Mishich. So, Someone Efshech. If it is, the Gemara's Kasha is, if it's Bershus HaRabi, so Chiyuv Shabbos is Ike, but Chiyuv Neve is Leke. Because Mishich Bershus HaRabi is not Kehle. The Gemara has the Kasha. Daf Lamed, Aleph, Gemara is the Kashe. Ude after Eich, Ide after the Shus Arabim, is a Shabbos Ike, is a Negeleke, because Mashiach and the Shus Arabim is not Kain. Ide after the Shus Ayochid, is a Nebe Ike, is a Shabbos Leke. Lo Yitzricha is so that several Kimtes in the Gemara. One Kimte is Lo Yitzricha the after the Tzidah of the Shus Arabim. So, Uchemam, Icher Blazer by Yaakov, Doma Tzidah Rishus Arab, Kishus Arad Aram, Doma, Isa Shabbos, Ike, Isa Gnei, Ve, Leke, Ike Rabon, Ike Rabonon, because it's a form of Blazer by Yaakov, so Tzidah Rishus Arab, Gab Shabbos, has a din of Rishus Arab, so we more assume, din Haba Mine, that Gabi Gnei, Ve, Ito, Gabi Kiyah, and Mishiche, it also has a din of Rishus Arab, and Mishiche, should be Kene, according to Blazer by Yaakov, in Tzidah Rishus Rabi. Ike Rabonon, Dam, Tzidah Rishus Rabi, Laf, Rishus Rabi, Yisad Nevi, Ike, Zah Shabbos, Leke. So the Gemara gives it there. It's Leilom, Kerablezer. Like Kerablezer B'Yakov. But then you ask, according to Kerablezer B'Yakov, so Tzidah Rishus Rabi, Kerishus Rabi, Dome, so Mashiach should be Kene. V'chiyo, Amar Kerablezer, Tzidah Rishus Rabi, Kerishus Rabi, Dome, Hanu Milen, Yin Chiyu, Vedi Shabbos, Dizin, Di Doch, Kerabi, Vaila, Los. So the Mele, Tezidin, of Rishus Rabi, Ligabi Shabbos. I will make come because usually there aren't too many people there. Only when there is Rosh Hashanah. So Mimele Mishiche in the real Rishis Arabim is not Kene. But in Tzidah Rishis Arabim, even according to Elizabeth Yaakov, Mishiche is Kene. My time is Rishicha. So that's one Kente. So in other words, according to this Kente, according to this Kente, so the Migar of Yeitzi Poter. It deals with the king of Mishich. Then there is another Teretz. Rav Ashi Omaki, Shitzirif Yod Elimato. Shitzirif Yod Elimato, Mishlei Shom Kibber. Kid Robin. Omar Robin Yod Shlom Chshuva Leike Abo Alba. So that took you so it's like, this is that in Geres Yod Shlom Chshuva. Alright. So, Kishitzirif Yod Elimato, Mishlei Shom Kibber. So Rashi says, Kishitzirif Yod Elimato, Mishlei Shom Kibber. Mishlei Shom Kibber. Mishlei Shom Kibber. וביודי אחז גררו ונופלו לזכבתו ויודי קניאלי ויודי קניאלי. So, in other words, so it's Yad, according to second king. Then, Rabine Omar, Rabach Masnoch, Rabine Masne, Leilom Davki Lishus Arab, and it can accord with the Rabbanon too. But then the question arose, according, if it's Lishus Arab, so Mishich and Lishus Arab is not Kene, ובשיס הרבים נמקון. So, true, we say that בשיח ובשיס הרבים is not כאילו, that's a לקח, but a גנב can be כאילו even בשיס הרבים. So, there are three הקימתס. According to two הקימתס, so he deals, מגר יצי פוטר, has reference to the case of משיחה. But, one הקימתה is, that it's either Rishus HaRabim and Tzipon Terbaza B'Yakov, so the Mele, Pashabes is Chayev, but Mishich is Kene, according to Nada Oikimte, according to Rabine, because a real Rishus HaRabim, so Iganef is Mechuyev, Eli Keach is not Kene, but Iganef is Mechuyev, even if the Mishich was made in Rishus HaRabim, and then Rav Ashe is Nada Oikimte, Tzilof Yod Lamatam Shleishonat Mishich, and Rashi says, Yad. Rashi, Teisu, say, Yad.
All right. So the question. So he has the kashi. So now, maybe I'll mention the whole Reb Chaim. I don't know whether you looked over the Reb Chaim. At that time, I just mentioned part of the Reb Chaim. I didn't mention the whole Reb Chaim. Here the Gemara has the kashi. So the Gemara gives the teretz binas. And now the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan that agat kli shmei aget. So maybe the Rambam should mention this akimte binasret. And the Rambam doesn't mention this akimte. Now let's see the Rambam. I don't have here Rambam Chasnei. Does anyone have Rambam Chasnei? So the Rambam mentioned the Aloch of Kom Drame. And then that he mentioned Aloch Al. Aloch of Beis, he says, Ketzat Zorak Chet Mishabes Mitchle Sarv Lesif Arba Vikor Abeket Chavir Bal Lechosi Ujihid Likodish Chavir Mishabes Oy Shekon Afkiz Mishabes Voyom Migarerei Ad Shehi Tziyin Lishus Abayli Shiyo Lishus Ayochi Lishus Arabi Viyov Dishom Harei Zepotam Tashulim She is a Shabes Visagli Vezim Boinker. Now the question is, but the Gemara, now the Rambam passes like a Beichanen, the Tagat Kli Shmeyaget. So Mele, when can we say that it's Kom Drabne? Only when it's Basachas, and that is only if it is Benasre, and the Rambam doesn't mention Nasre. That's the Kashi, that everybody raises against the Rambam. So he says, Vini Kvo Hikshal Rambam, Mohodi Bishabes Dav Sadikale. So the Gemara says, "Uhoch maskin und afke der Shulie, vim kein kosher mit didom, de kanu und kach man domash miage, doch nicht was kein Rambam für gelesen und geschabes, im kein habu Rambam lechalik mich halish bim Gemara, ve ich posak, de bechol gav ne pota." So Reb Chaim starts as follows. Now, there is a machlekes in Gemara whether mishicha bikil of shalmeicher is mehani or mishicha bikil of shalmeicher is not mehani. Now, so we passed that Mishicha Begir of Shalmeicher is man. If the Likeach makes a Mishicha Begir of Shalmeicher, so then it's man. So he says, but even though Mishicha Begir of Shalmeicher is man, but if he makes the Mishicha in the Keil of Shalmeicher, so then the Mishicha has to be made in the Kehle too. Because if the Chayfetz, let's say in this case, where you have coins in the purse, so we make two that it be Kehle Shalmeicher, Mishicha is Mahani. But there has to be a Mishicha in the purse too. So we make the reason is why the Ramba doesn't mention Dafki, doesn't limit this to the Kehle, to the situation of Nasre and Afki derech shulye mit nasre is because even if it's not derech shulye and binasre, so he cannot be mechuye bidneve before he pulled out the whole purse, because as long as part of the purse is still in the rishus anivnev, in the rishus abayli, so memele no mishicha was made. Two mishicha b'kilav shalmeicher is mahani. But that's only if he makes a real mishicha in the kilav shalmeicher. But if he will not make a mishicha in the kilav shalmeicher in which the chayvetz is contained, so then there is no mishicha in the chayvetz either. Oh, so that's the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't limit it to the case of Afkid Rachshulye and Binasre.
Because even if it's not Afkeder Shulye, even if it's not Binasre, so it's still a Basachas. Why? Because even though the coins are already outside, let's say, and all the coins are already outside, but part of the purse is still inside, so Mele didn't make a full Mishiche on the Keila, on the purse. So Mele it's not a Mishiche on the coins either, because the coins are contained in the purse. Oh, so why does it not say? So he says, because Nimor Iksuvez, Daf Lamed Aleph, that's a Rui Kintes. According to Tui Kintes, the Kinyan was a Kinyan Mishiche. But according to Rav Ashi, so he deals, this thing of Nigavi, he deals with the case of Tziref Yod Lemato V'Kiblo. So that Gemara goes according to the Kinte of Tziref Yod Lemato V'Kiblo. So we don't have to resort to Mishiche. So Mimele, the Gemara has the Kashi, the moment, if it's Tziref Yod Lemato V'Kiblo, so the moment part of the purse which has the coins is outside, so it's already in his yard, so he's getting the coins, even though part of the purse is still inside. He's still inside. Mashiach in the Rambam mentions the kingdom of Mishiche, because the Rambam passes like Rabbine, that the Ganef is Mechuyev, and that it becomes Mechuyev even if he makes a Mishiche in Rishus Rabbi. So in case where the kinyan is Mishiche, so then it's always be Basachas, because it's not a kinyan yad, it's the kinyan Mishiche, and there is no kinyan Mishiche on the coins contained in the purse, as long as a full Mishiche was not realized on the purse itself. This is what this is. The other premises. V'anir alei mabazin. Dinihodi koma agmor ochel nisagnei uchayev. Ikidim sheyitze skulei, who rak with my the kaimon of Shicha became of Shomicha Mahani, who he hook him with his book basket of pay, the Lutegohe, the Lavohe, Loyahayo is a great kidim Shikoma Mishicha Sakis. The Ari, with Yamvuya, the book basket of Pine, the Tzor Mishicha school. That's the Befer Shigimore, in other words, suppose someone is Meshich Hefech Hefetz, so he cannot even become the Hefech Hefetz. A full Mishicha must be realized. And if he doesn't make a Mishiach on the whole Chayfetz, so even the Hef Chayfetz, that he was Mishiach, he's not going to even. So, this is mentioned, the Feresh, but Reb Chaim extends this kind of principle, and he says that, but in this case, the coins are already completely outside, but since the coins are contained in the purse, so Memele, it's considered. So it's not a Mishiche even on the coins, as long as a full Mishiche was not realized, as a Mishiche was not realized on the whole purse. V'im kei, Mishiche samoyis yadayim b'chiluf shal bailim, kibin adayim b'moshach eskol hakis, v'im nira di moshach izadola b'sechakli shal abayim, lizov yesu, lizov yesu. Lizov yesu, lizov yesu, v'adol l'mahane, d'ari kiluf shal bailim, harei k'chatzeire, v'im kei yimoy l'mahane Mishiche b'shuz bailim, hochanam l'mahane b'chiluf shal bailim. והודי קיימו על מחילו של מיכה מהני המשיכה, היי מדווקא יחדו עושה המשיכה גם כאילו של מיכה. דים קיים, הרי עושה מייס המשיכה להקלי גם כי, לא אוכל מהני ליקניס מה שבשיכה, מה שאם כן היכה דאקלי עם דים קיימי, ולמוש על בכלל, ודה למהני משיכה עושה, באחיפה שבשיכה קלי. דהב אליי, כמי שמי שכס אחיפת בשיכה צירה של ביילה, לא מהני, ופי זה הריתיק שקם, ההודי פורך ויסגלי וקודים, וכל זמן של מושך זה הכיס כולו לחוץ, אם כן הוא עשה די משיכה בהכיס, ואם כן אף עם המוי שמשיך הכיס נמשכו כולו, במה שמושך זה הכיס קצז, so all the coins were already נמשך, were already outside, were pulled already outside, but since they are contained in the keys, and part of the keys is still inside, it's not a משיכה, even on the coins. מכל מוקים להנה משיכוסי, כיוון דיבה, דהקיס לי אולסו למשיך הבלק משמשך סמויס, וזה חציר של ביילים. אל לצורך לימה, so why does it more ask? And the Gemara limits it to the case, on Nasre, and so on. אלו לצורך לימה, דה גמורה קויה, לי דוח שינוי את בקסו בסדף למד אלף. די מיירה שציר אפילו למטה משלי שו בקיבלי, די אוס קונו לו בכל גבנה, אב, שלא עושה קיים בקיס, ואם כן שפר פורך הגמורה, תסתני בקודם, אבל אינו חנמד לנקיים משיכה לא יקונו, עד שייצי אסכול הכיס. ועל כל חוזר שפוסק הרמב״ם, די סבני ויש השבס בו יקחות, ואיש בתקולה סוגי די שבס. דה הרמב״ם קודם בקיים משיכה, וחרב בינה דמיקל גם במשיכה, ואף כל רשוס הרבים, ומשום גם רשוס הרבים משיכה כאן יבגנאיבי, ובוצלו יקונה עד שהייצי את כל הכיס, כי בלעב אוכה הוהב ובשיח ובשסמיך. Now this is what he says. So Reb Chaim says that the more here accords with the kimte of Rav Ashi of Tzirfe B'lamat Mishleish, that's why the more has to limit it to the case of Derech Shulye and Nas. But Rambam passes like Rabbinah and the king is Mishiche, Mishiche, and the Ganef is Chayev for Mishiche B'shus Rabbi. So Memele, it's always in the regular case. It's Basaras. But Rashi certainly cannot agree with what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. Because Rashi says, Uviksub esporich, id after the Shusarabin, and now the more. Rashi says, Uviksub esporich, id after the Shusarabin, is a neighbor like the Shusarabin, love mocking Knuyei, who make a bit of the Shusarabin, in Namish, it's a fiotle mato, mikimu, mikimu. Now the Chazni, she is a soge, mentions the Rambam, that it's contrary to what Reb Chaim says. But he could mention the Rashi too. The Ramban says just the reverse, that our Gemara goes dafke according to the kimte that we deal with Mishiche, not Tziruf Yod L'mata Mishlei Shavi Kiblo, because according to the kimte of Tziruf Yod L'mata Mishlei Shavi Kiblo, so then the Askupe is a little elevated. So the Mele, when is Tziruf Yod L'mata Mishlei Shavi Kiblo, so the whole purse be basachas at the same split second. So falls into his hand. All right. So he is masik from the Ramban, but he could be masik from Rashi too, because Rashi says that our Gemara accords with both the kimtes. So Rashi says, in effect, that it accords with the kimte of Tzidur Bishus Rabbi. Mishiche. That's Mishiche. So we see that Rashi does not agree with the longness of Reb Chaim. Now Reb Chaim knew the Rashi, but he said it in the Rambam. Now I think that that Reb Chaim was aware, of the Rambam, and he said it only in the Rambam. He said it in the Rambam because, in other words, what child do we have here? In other words, Zandachim thinks that he's continuing. And we see from Rashi not like that. So what is the shahle? The question is, when you are meshich, let's say a kele, a purse, and that purse has coins, you don't touch the coins. So you are meshich the coins by pulling the kele. Or let's say you are meshich a kele and there's many oichim, there's many armies. So you are meshich the kele. So the question is that the mishiche and the chayfes that is contained in the kele directly, it's a mishiche directly on the chayfes, or the mishiche is realized through the mishiche zakel. If we say that there is a direct mishiche on the chayfes that is contained in the kele, then we cannot say like Reb Chaim, because true that part of the purse is still in Rishus Abayim. So what? But the coins are already in the Rishus Rabbi. Chutz Rishus Rabbi. But if we say that there is no, in as much as he pulls the kele, and the chafotzim that are contained in the kele are pulled through the kele, so the mishiche is realized not directly on the chafotzim that are in the kele, but it's through the kele. Now, apparently, Reb Chaim assumed that there is no direct mishiche and the chafotzim contained in the kele. Rashi obviously holds, Rashi and the Ramban, so they hold that when you are mishiche kele that has many chafotzim, so al pidin there is a direct mishiche realized and the chafotzim that are contained in the kele. But why did Reb Chaim in the Rambam say something else? After all, I would also say Mitzvah Svore. That why should the Mishiche and the Chafotzim contained in the Kele be indirect for a Mishiche that is realized in the Kele? After all, when you pull a Kele, the Kele has 12 oranges. So mainly you pull all the 12 oranges. פרשיבייז מלחשבס, הלוך עם דל. המייצי מקצס החיפץ מרשוס, משתי רשוי יצאו רשוס שניו. פוט, עד שייצא את כל החיפץ כולים מרשוזו רשוזו. קופו שימלאו חפוצים, דפה מחלוק ישחס כי נריך. קופו שימלאו חפוצים, אפילו מלאו חל, והייצי רובו מרשוזו רשוזו, פוטר, עד שייצא את כל הקופו. וכן כל הדימו לזה, שהכלי מייסים כל כשיש בו יתייחי וצעת. So the Rambam in explaining the halacha of other kli, he explains it in a very remarkable way. It's not just the halacha, if there is a certain attachment, some memele, it's not considered as halacha. We could explain it that way. It's a special halacha in Shabbos. In other words, that if it is still attached to the original rishus, so there is no anochim. No, he says, at the halacha of agat kli is based upon the fact that if a number of chafotzim are contained in the keile, so then everything is considered al pedin as one big chayit. Now suppose you have, let's say, a menere, a candelabra, that consists of parts, and it's a very long candelabra. So if they are attached together, so it's one chayfetz, even though they can be taken apart. But as long as they are attached, so it's one chayfetz. And if somebody, let's say if the candelabrum consists of five different parts, and he was made to the candelabrum, and one little part, was not taken out. So there was no need, so you have the whole chayfetz, because it's one chayfetz. So the halacha here of agat kli is that it's considered like one chayfetz. If they are contained, so if it has many peiros, if it has many peiros in the keile, so memele it's considered as if it is one keile. So memele it has application regarding shechatu. So it's not only relevant regarding Shabbos for the big chayetz, like a big and the lemon, consisting of many parts. So memele, if part of the keile is still outside, so that no mishiche was made, even on the oranges, because, so it's mamish, you see, Reb Chaim mentions the Gemara that he has to be mentioned the whole chayit, because here it's also Mashim Kein, the Ramban and Rashi, they hold, no, agat klish me agat, it's halochet, because it's agat, but not that it's one chayit. And perhaps the Ramban and Rashi might also agree that it's considered like one chayfetz, but only Gabi Shabbos, where there is a loch of anoche, so it's considered, but not Gabi Mishiche. Mashiach in the Rambam Shiti is that it's considered like one chayfetz, not only Gabi Shabbos, Gabi Mishiche too, like one bit chayfetz, for the same reason that Gabi Shabbos is considered one chayfet, so it's considered here too. That's what I think.
Let's say you would explain Agat Kli, and it's considered to be Munah and Kli, but that should also be the follow-up to it, but that's also not like Gabi Shabbos doctrine. Even if you say it's a question of where the Hanukkah, it's considered Munah and Kli, not on the carpet. The Kli isn't in the other.
Quite fine.
That could also be the follow-up.
If we say that Agat is a special aloha of Agat Kli, not because, as the Rambam explains it, it's one chayfet. So mainly it has no relevance, has no bearing on Mishire. If we explain it on the basis, because, so then we should direct Mishire realized on the oranges, but the direct Mishire realized on the challenge. Because by pulling the keila, you pull the oranges also into the other issues. But if we say it's one chayfet, so mainly it has a bearing on Mishire. Anyway, so that explains the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. All right. Now then Reb Chaim Esna, the kasha, that's the kasha that I mentioned just the last the day before the Pesach vacation. So Bishlaimi, if we say that our Gemara goes according to the Kinte, only can tell Mishkin, Mishiche, all right, so then there is no cash. But he says that according to the Rambam, so the Gishin became. My the motto of Mishkale, the Hemi Shamishon Nasr, the Tomokim of Yode came on the Possig Dome, the Kone Bechokav, the Kone Bechokav, Uchimivu Mumitzi. Elo, the Bibem is so here now to have more exuberance. Sure. He said, you can ask the same kasha again if you're more exuberant again. They give me the Irish, it's in the field of the Matam, which they should keep a die keeping the Bia. Whom she shabbos when this Kayabachi eats is for a heavy. I feel more.